Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Klugman, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Lamott reaches second base with a double. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lamott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Lamott scores. Gaston moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Gaston. Robertson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-0 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Dixon trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Spurgeon, who tags Dixon for the out. Lamott moves to second. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Klugman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lamott scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benkar pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Reynaud pinch runs for Benkar. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 2 in the game. Klugman hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Jake Miller. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Edwards covering. Safe. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Sisler scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dixon is hit by the pitch. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. Dixon moves to second. Carl Yaul now pitching. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. Dixon scores. Lamott goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Rice reaches second base with a double. Gaston scores. It's 8-1, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to second. One out. It's 8-2, Browns. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNulty moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Burns moves to third. It's 8-3, Browns. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 3 in the game. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa pinch hits for Carl Yowell. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to third. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.